we're doing, we depend on the some of those here in the church, and we want to say thank you today on this Missionary Sunday.
我们看到在这个宣教的月份的时候呢，看到我们所做的呢。 有多少的部分是由我们教会的弟兄姐妹来承担的，我们非常谢谢。
For some of you, you might be saying, well, what do you mean by missionary?
到底什么叫做宣教士宣教？
Well, in the Word of God, God starts, of course, with the creation. He goes on with when man sinned, and he goes on with the prophecies until Jesus comes. And then Jesus begins to do his work. He dies. He raises again, and then he gives us his last message.
在圣经里面从头来看呢，就神造人，然后之后的人犯罪，之后借着先知来向人传他的信息。之后耶稣来了，然后耶稣在回去之前给我们最后的这个命令。You
see, this is the consummé of all of it, his last message.
那这个最后的这个命令呢，是所有的一个总纲。
It was the last thing he said before he left and went to heaven.
是在他去天上之前所讲的最后的交代。
He gave us a great commission.
就是我们所说的那大使命。
Now the rest of the Bible from Matthew on telling us about Jesus and then Paul telling us how we should live as children of God. But the main point that Christ wanted to get across to us, he did as he was getting ready to go back to his Father.
那我们从新约来看的话，一开始我们看到耶稣在世上做什么，然后也教我们怎么样在世上怎么样活。但是呢，到后来耶稣要上要回去之前。
It used to be, before we had all of these drugs and things, that people really could talk right up till the time they died. Before we had the drugs, people didn't, you know, they were, their minds were clear enough that they could speak. Just before they die.
哈哈，在我们现在还没有这些药之前呢，我们在人快，就是人可以很清醒的哈，意思他们时间可以讲得很清楚。They
would actually gather, their family would gather around their bed.
所以呢，在一个人要交代，他的意思是说呢，现在有很科很进步的医学，可以有时候最后一秒钟他把你救起来，或者你不说话，但是在那个时候呢是。 人要快要结束的时候，总是要预备好，然后把家人都叫到你的身边来，要交代事情。
Waiting to hear those precious last words.
这一刻是很宝贝的，因为大家来要听这个人讲最后的那些话。
And this morning we're going to read the precious last words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们要来念主耶稣他很宝贝的最后的这些，可以说是交代，也是遗言。
Matthew 28:18-20.
马太福音第28章18节到20节。
But before we read that, we're going to look at Acts.
那在你还没有看马太第28章的时候呢，我们先，你马太等一下要翻哈，我们先看使徒行传。
And we're going to see how he is going to equip this army.
那我们来看看到底主耶稣的吩咐呢，他怎么样来为这个吩咐、这个使命来装备。
Now, it tells us in Acts,
使徒行传第一章,
that he was trying to tell them he was going to send someone.
他已经告诉他的门徒跟信徒说呢，他要差遣。
In Matthew, he tells them to go.
那在马太福音，耶稣说你们要去。
Now, see, without this very, very last words of Jesus, you and I would have been in trouble.
那如果没有这个最后耶稣交代的话的话，那我们可能就有麻烦了。Because
if he had just told us to go and spread, as we were going to read, in ourselves, how far do you think it would have went?
如果耶稣只有讲到这里，你要去，你要走，你要离开的话，那我们可以走多远呢？
Do you know who he was saying in Matthew 28? Do you know who he's talking to?
你知道马太福音第28章刚才我讲的这个18节那边跟谁讲的吗?
He was talking to a group of men who were very fearful.
他是针对一群很很胆小的人讲的。
A group of men that deserted him.
是那一群在他受难时候逃开的人。
A group of men that hid themselves up in the upper room.
那是在他死之后呢，躲在那个小房间里面的人。
A group of men that were very disheartened and discouraged.
他们非常的灰心，非常的丧胆。
And he had given them this tremendous commission.
对于这么一群胆小惧怕上胆的人，居然给他们一个那么大的一个任务。
To this type of man,
这样的人，
would you have wanted to give this a commission in an army to this kind of man?
你会任命他们做一队军兵，让他们来完成这个使命吗？
Now let's read what he had told them to do.
那我们来看看他到底要他们做什么。
Matthew 28:18-20.
You don't go and read the act now. Okay. 好，对不起哈，刚才他翻到使徒行传，现在回到马太福音第28章。刚才叫你翻使徒行传是在讲到说耶稣呢叫他们等候圣灵降临的时候呢，他们就得到能力，可以到地极为他做见证。上次牧师也提到，那现在我们回到耶稣的这个交代，马太福音第28章从18节开始，我们要念到最后。马太福音第28章第18节开始，好，翻到我们一起来念来。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now we see that very first verse, he says to them that all power is given to me.
一开始耶稣就强调了，天上地下的权柄都赐给我了。
And I want you to go therefore and teach all nations wherein I have commanded you and rather about the, and sorry. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost. First he's teaching them that they must give preach the word to the nation.
在这个权柄的这个宣告之后，他说，所以因为这样子，所以你们要去到各处去，奉父子圣灵的名为那些去传的人施洗，然后要教导给他们应该遵守的教训。
Actually, that word teach there is more of a preaching type of thing.
这里讲到的这个教导呢，比较是属于去讲道、去传讲的意思。
Now he's telling you to bring them in, bring them to salvation, teach them what he has done.
把他们带进这个救恩呢，而且把主耶稣所教导的、所宣讲的呢，都跟他们讲。
Then you were to baptize them.
还要为他们施洗。
And then you were to teach them.To observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
所有耶稣所吩咐的，我们都要传给他们。
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
最后耶稣说，我要跟你同在，直到世界的末了。
So we see a scripture here that is a consummation of all that God's planned.
所以你看到这个神的计划在哪里了？
Now these men did not know if it was going to be in their generation alone.
这些人呢，不晓得是不是只有我们这一代呢？
They never dreamt how long the generations would go on.
他也不晓得说我们这个使命做下去到底几代会结束或者会继续吗？
In fact, many of them felt that it would be during their time.
那他们以为呢，在他们那一代，耶稣就要再来了。
But here he is saying to them, they must go.And teach, preach, and baptize, and teach them, and make disciples out of them.
不管怎么样，耶稣说你们就是要去，不管多久，你要去，然后呢，使万人做主耶稣的门徒，然后教他们，为他们施洗。
And he gave them a wonderful promise.
给他们一个很好的、很棒的一个应许。
So I am with you always.Even unto the end,
我要永远的跟你们同在，而且呢，到世界的末了。
Now they didn't know when that would be.
世界末了是什么时候？他们不知道。
Those in the 18th century didn't know when it would be.
在十八世纪的时候，他们不晓得末了是在什么时候。
We in the 21st century, we don't know what.
即使我们在这个二十一世纪，也不晓得末了是在什么时候。
But how did these disciples ever begin this work?
那这些门徒是怎么开始的呢?
Because we're going back to now to Acts, the first chapter.
那我们再回到刚才所讲的使徒行传，往后翻使徒行传第一章。
The fourth verse, if you'll read the fourth through the
第一章第四节, 四到第八节, 使徒行传第一章第四到第八, 起来, 耶稣和他们聚集的时候, 嘱咐他们说, 不要离开耶路撒冷, 要等候父所应许的, 就是你们听见我说过的, 约翰是用水施洗, 但不多几日, 你们要受圣灵的洗, 他们聚集的时候, 问耶稣说, 主啊, 你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗? 耶稣对他们说, 父凭着自己的权柄锁定的时候日期, 不是你们可以知道的, 但圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力, 并要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 和撒玛利亚, 直到地极, 做我的见证。
What a wonderful verse.
多么棒的经节。
Yes, God had given him all power in heaven and earth, and now he is going to give them power.
那耶稣带着天上地下的权柄, 现在他把这样的权能也给我们。
And he gave them a plan.
给他们一个计划。
He said, you'll begin after the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will begin in Jerusalem first.
这个圣灵一来呢, 就从耶路撒冷开始。
And sure enough, on the day of Pentecost, Peter, who had denied the Lord, stood up to preach to the thousands that were there.
这个否认耶稣的这个很胆小的彼得呢，竟然可以在这个之后呢，向着上千人、两千人、三千人讲道。
Preaching the message of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
在那里公开的传讲耶稣基督救恩的这样子的一个信息。
3,000 were added to the church that day.
3,000人就这样子就进入了教会。
What had happened to this man called Peter?
彼得是怎么回事的？怎么改变了？
He had the natural ability of leadership.
当然他本来就有那种领导的能力。
He was aggressive.
那他是那种很激进派的。
But before this, he was just when he was faced with things, at that thing of Jesus dying, he couldn't do anything.
即使是这样子, 在面对耶稣死受难死的时候呢, 他什么都不能做了。
Missions is what it's all about.
这个就是我们的宣教的使命。
Because first they went to Jerusalem and then they went around Jerusalem and Judea.
从耶路撒冷开始, 然后犹太地。
And then they went to the next area that was godless, to Samaria.
然后接下去是那不认识神的撒玛利亚的地方。
And from there they went out to the uttermost parts of the world.
一直到世界的地极做见证。
And if you look around today, you'll see that there are Christians in the uttermost parts of the world.
你可以看到在今天世界各个角落，你可以看到很多基督徒。
So when Jesus gave this commandment to each of us, he gave us also power to be able to do this.
主耶稣不但给我们这个大使命，而且给我们大的能力来行使这个使命。
You say, you mean I just feel like now I'm a real Superman in Christ.
你是说我听到这个这样的之后，我就可以成为一个超然，好像有超然能力的人吗？
Actually, it's the very opposite. You feel very weak in yourself, but you trust Jesus Christ as he begins to work through you.
相反的，你可能会觉得你自己很软弱，很没有能力，可是借着耶稣的能力要让你来工作。
You may be a great orator, but never touch a heart.
那或许呢，你是一个很有能力的人，可是你没有办法去触摸到人的心。
You may be a very weak person, but somehow God takes what you give, and he takes it to the heart of the individual.
即使呢，你是一个很软弱的器皿，可是如果神用你的时候呢，会让你去触摸到，感动别人的心。
And so now we started this wonderful commission of God.
我们就从那个时候开始来行使主耶稣的大使命。
We're part of it.
我们是里面的一部分。
One day a group of people said, let's start a Chinese church in West Palm.
曾经有某一年的某一天呢, 有一群人呢就说, 我们来开始在West Palm, 建一个中国教会好吗?
What missions is?
这个就是宣教。
It's where you start something that brings people into Christ, where you can they can be rooted and grounded, so then they can go out to the other parts of the world and do what God wants them to do.
一开始你造举一些人跟他们传福音之后呢，你从那里呢为他们建造这个信仰的根基，让他们在一起之后，从这里再出去传到外面去。
You see, the Holy Spirit puts within our heart the desire to have a harvest, because He said the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. But the Holy Spirit puts it in those hearts that they want to see a harvest. They just don't want to maintain.
首先，我们需要有圣灵那种帮助我们。 我们看到这个收割的这种需要成熟了，然后有那种负担要去收割，不是只有维持在这样子就好了。
You see, our church is at a crisis point.
那教会呢，已经在一个危机时期。We're
no longer just a small group of people.
因为我们不再是小群体了。But
God has helped us to enlarge ourselves.
神已经扩大我们的教会，人数越来越多。But
where do we go from here?
那从这里怎么样？就这样吗？还是说我们从这里还要再往外？
We become a church that wants a harvest. We just don't want to maintain.
我们不能只有停在这里，只有维持这样子。我们开始要有那种心，我要出去收割。
And that harvest means that we go beyond the borders of our church and we look out across the world and we become a part of the great work of God.
所谓的收成收割，就是看着外面的那些需要，然后我们愿意跨出去，然后呢，成为神的工人。
I am so happy when somebody new comes into the women's meeting, somebody comes in new to your group, someone comes in new to the church because you've invited them and they become coming and coming. This is what God wants of us.
每次我看到不管是妇女聚会、小组聚会或者是教会的有新的人踏进来的时候，我心里就非常的高兴，因为表示神的工作正在行事。
He don't want us just to maintain and just to keep ourselves, but oh, how He wants to see those come into the kingdom.
神绝对不要我们只有留在那里，而且呢，只有把握住，就好像只有持守住我现在有的。
There was a little lady, Scotch lady, who began to talk to a man. His name was Bingham. His name was Bingham.
有一个苏格兰的一个妇女呢，她开始对一个Bingham这个人讲话。
She told him about her daughter that was in China.
她说我的女儿在中国。
And her son that was in Sudan.
我的儿子在苏丹。
She began to lay out the millions of people and the thousands of miles and the burden of missions on this.
这两个地方的这种属灵这个福音的负担呢，无形中的就是因为他们那里有很多人，而且有很多的需要。
She had put the burden of missions on his heart.
所以这个妇女就把这样的负担呢放在这个Bingham这个人的心里面。
And he went to Sudan.
那后来这个Bingham就有机会去苏丹。And
there the woman's son died in Sudan. Or no, it wasn't. It was another woman. But anyhow, there the one he died.
那这个儿子呢死在苏丹了。And
he came back to talk to the lady and bring some of his things back to him.
这个Bingham就拿着他的儿子的一些遗物呢，拿回来要交给这个妈妈。
And this little lady looked at him and she said, you know, I'd rather have my son die and buried on a foreign, in a foreign soil than to have my son live and disobey God.
这个妈妈她就对这个Bingham说呢，我宁可有一个在外面为神死在国外的儿子，而不要他留在这里不顺服神的命令。
You see, God wants us in our laboring for Him to have such a commission. That's what it is, a commission. God has commissioned all of us to go to do His work.
这是神给我们的使命，也是神给我们的一种托付，所以我们要一种委身，这种托付的这样的一群人。
Now the devil fights, but he wants us to have an offensive mission. He wants us to get out there and do for what God has us to do.
因为呢，魔鬼会征战，会敌对，所以呢，我们必须要有一个比较属于进攻性的，就急进性的一种啊，就是我们不是只有消极的，我们是主动的要去的这样的一个任务。
Rather than we stand back fearful and we can't really do that, and the devil does so many things, and I don't feel like we need to go that far. He doesn't want that kind of
spirit. 不要只有留在那里想说，哎，我不行，我不行，我没有能力，而且我很害怕，想说这个消极的，这个不可能。不要只有留在那里，我们要有那种比较主动性的去。
You know, Hudson Taylor, you saw his picture.
刚才我们看到戴德生他的照片。
He was a great missionary.
他实在是一个很伟大的一个宣教士。
He worked for the Lord many times, very sick.
那他在宣教的工厂服侍的时候，好几次都病得很严重。
Actually, he and his wife and two children died in China.
他跟他的妻子跟两个儿女，就是两个孩，一男一女的都死在国内。
He's the one that started the China Inland Mission.
他是那开创中国内地会的人。
And there would be those who would come with applications that would want to go to China.
那他呢？因为他呢，有很多人呢，就开始要申请说，我也要去中国大陆。
He would say, "Why do you want to go?"
有人就问他说，you mean, he asked her, okay. 那当他们来应征的时候，他就说呢，你为什么要去中国呢？
And they would say, well, God commissioned us to do that from the Word of God.
有人就回答说，因为上帝命令我们要去啊，所以我要去完成这个使命。
Another one would say, because of the millions that's perishing.
那有的人就说呢，因为那里有千万的灵魂在沉沦，所以我一定要去。
And Hudson Taylor would say to them, that's fine.
那个这个戴德生说，这些都很好的理由。
But I don't know how long that'll last.
但是如果只为了这个理由去。
The persecution and the trying.
如果只为了这个理由去，我不晓得你们能够耐多久，不管是困难或者是逼迫，你们能够去多久。
He's saying we need to have more than a head knowledge for missions.
他说呢，你要去行使使命的时候呢，不是只有脑筋的知道。
We need to have a heart's desire for missions.
你需要有心里面的那种意愿。
We need to be desired to more than anything else. This is what God wants of us.
你里面的那个意念是说呢，我觉得这个比其他的都重要。
This is the fault of the church today. We call it a sin of omission.
No, sin of omission.
Omission. Sin of omission.
那这个呢是今天教会所忽略的，我们已经错失了，我们变成一种这种使命上的一种罪，我们就忽略了。
The church forgets.
教会忘记了。
They lack that something in them, that spark, that burden from the Holy
Spirit. 缺少那种热情，缺少这种要去行使的这样的心。
We have to have the love of Christ in our heart.
要去行使这个使命，就要有主耶稣的爱。
We want to have a qualitative type of mission.
我们必须要有这种有这种值的。有分量这种值的这种宣教。
That is where we are examples of the fruit of the Spirit.
所谓的这个值就说了你本身的生命要成为这种看得见，就是有这种能够被看得出来的，就是也就是圣灵的果子，你本身就要有这种生命的值。
And we want God to expand our mission.
之后呢，神也要我们从这个一个人呢能够向外扩大。
You see, when you work on them in among groups of other nations, you're very different than them.
当我们去到别的地方传福音的时候呢，我们是跟他们不一样的。
I just spoke on that on Friday morning.
星期五早上我去一个营会呢，讲这样的一个专题。
Cultural problems.
所以我们去传宣教的时候呢，我们会有文化上的这种问题。
And they're very real.
那是很真实的。
I was going out to the land.Where we have our TLC camp to speak.
那因为我们有这个短宣的这样的一个营会，所以我星期五就需要去那个营地，一个野营地去那边跟他们讲。
I've been there many times.
我去了好多次了。
Driven there myself.
我都是自己开车去的。
But on Friday, I got lost twice.
当星期五我去的时候呢，我却迷路了两次。
And by the time I got there, my session was over.
那我到的时候呢，我那个课的时间已经没有了。
But actually, those in charge just put something else.
但是那个领导的人就把他们换过来，就让他们先做别的事，然后把我的时间留在后面。
So I was thinking on the way over, Lord, why is this? I really always like to be on time and I never miss anything usually.
我是一个喜欢准时而且不喜欢就是有错误这样的人，但是呢为什么这个事情发生了呢？
So I said, well, there must be some reason.
一定有什么理由吧。
When we got there and I began to speak,
当我开始去讲的时候，
the second thing I said to them is, the Lord has supplied you with a cross-cultural experience this morning.
那我说跟他们讲，我说 你今天早上已经体验到什么叫做文化的差异了。
Because in most countries you go, people are going to be late.
因为你去的国家大部分的不会像美国人哈，都是会迟到的，所以今天他就迟到给他们看了。那么那种等的滋味是怎么样
？Got me off the hook，
对不对
？But you see, this is what really happens in the sense that you and I are going to have to go to people even here in America。
即使在美国，当你要去
，whose values are different
的时候呢，你会发现你面对的是不同啊价值观的人
，different in their thoughts，
不同背景的、不同想法的人。
And we're going to have to take to them the love of Jesus.
那不管是哪一种人，你都要把主耶稣的爱能够带到给他。
We're going to have to show them what God has done for us so that we can reach out.
不管哪一个背景，你都能够把你的这样的一个主的爱很真实的见证给他。
We do things because it's what God wants.
之所以这样做，因为神要我们做。
Someone asked a missionary, Africa. I guess he was in Africa.
曾经有人问啊、一个非洲的啊、一个宣教士。
They said, "Do you like your work?"
他们就说你喜欢你的工作吗
？He said, "Would you like to live in dirt?"
他说你喜欢在那种泥巴里面啊、生活吗
？Crawling in
他反问他
in a hut, dirt and in a dirt floor on the hut, into a hut with goat.Droppings all over.
你喜欢你住的地方是一个茅屋，低低的茅屋，然后里面都是泥土，然后四周围都是这些啊山羊羊吗？你喜欢这样子住吗
？He could have gone on to say, and then worked on them where they have been cut and they've had these ulcers that eat through to them and work on these things. No, he said, I don't like it.
接下去他可能跟他讲说那些接下去那些人呢、啊、哈住的环境不好，然后整个怎么样，然后那些人，但是呢。他的回答是说不，你问我喜不喜欢，我不喜欢。
But he said I love Jesus.
但是因为我爱耶稣
，and because of that，
因为这个爱
，he had a love for the people。
我即使不喜欢，但是呢，我爱这些人。
Missions is a wonderful thing that God has given to us.
宣教是神给我们的。
This is ours. This is what He wants us to do. This is where He wants to reward us.
是神给我们有份，而且呢是要给我们奖赏的。
Now I'm not saying that everyone has to go overseas.
我没有说每一个人都要跨海洋去宣教。
God puts different things on our heart.
因为每一个人的宣教的使命呢，神会给你不同的任务。
But as we allow God to do it and work in our lives,
你容许神啊、来感动你，然后你听他的，愿意去做。
We'll begin to grow for Him.
你会在这里面自己会成长。
There was a man that came to Hudson Taylor.
有一个人来找戴德生。
And he had one leg.
这个人只有一条脚。
And Hudson Taylor said, "You want to go to China?"
找戴德生就是要问，要跟他讲说他要申请去大陆。
Yes, he said, "I've applied to China."
他说你这样子要去中国吗
？He said, "Why do you want to go to China?"
为什么你要去中国呢
？With only one leg.
你只有一只脚很不方便，为什么你要去中国呢
？He said, "Because I don't see too many men with two legs that are asking you to go."
他的回答是这样子，因为有两只脚的人。没有人要去，所以我这个一只脚的就要去。
I want to go，
所以我要去。
To do God's work，
我要去做神要我做的。
People， I really this morning when we think of missions， we know that there's a lot that's in it。
那当我们谈到宣教的时候，
those are the three words of missions。First, it's prayer.
刚才你看到这个啊，刚才你看到的话就是祷告。
Things,
什么叫做宣教？第一个祷告，有奉与祷告。
I want your prayers.
那如果啊、你有意愿的话，请你祷告。
Missionaries go into dangerous places.
这些宣教士到的地方，有时候是啊、好像说开入那个狼群的，很危险的。有时候有很多一些啊、难处的。
There are things that can harm their children.
有时候会伤害他们的儿女，伤害他们自己。
They need the power of the Holy Spirit as they work.
他们需要圣灵的全能在他们的身上。
They need your prayers.
他需要你的祷告的支柱。
It really means something.
你知道吗？你的祷告就是扶持他们。
And then, of course, we see that they not only can we pray, but we can go.
你可以祷告，你也可以去。
You know, I was only about 11.
我十一岁的时候,
people ask me, how did God call you?
那有人问我说, 妈咪啊, 你是神是怎么呼召你的?
I don't know.
我不知道。
When I was, I, since I've been 11,
但是我从11岁的时候我就记得,
every missionary that came to our church,
每一次有人这个啊, 宣教士来的时候,
service, and we used to have a lot of them, I would be sitting there.
我们教会常常有宣教士来讲, 然后我总是坐在前面,
this homely little girl with long pigtails and rim glasses.
那这个啊, 戴着两个辫子, 好, 然后坐在那边,
didn't look like much.
那看起来没有什么平凡一个小孩子， 神就这样借着这些信息， 一次一次的扎我的心，
I knew it as real as if I was born with it. I knew that's what God wanted for me.
一直到我清楚说， 这个是神给我的使命。
And for 41 years, I have been doing that.
41年了， 我没有间断过。
I've never lost my love for missions.
这种对宣教的爱从来没有失去过。
I can get very excited about any place you talk about.
每一次谈到每一个地方的使命呢, 我都非常的兴奋。
You see, we need this in our church.
我们教会需要这个。
We need something that the Holy Spirit can give to us that will drive us to do.
我们教会需要这种圣灵给我们的这样的一个热情，可以驱使我们去做。
Teaching Sunday school, whether
不管是教主日学， 不管是做哪一个方面， 给我们这种热情。
Teaching at FAU with those young people,
还是在这个大学里面，
教这些大学生。 Working with these dear men that have come from China here.
像我们啊，有这种热情来接待从国内来的这些弟兄， 还有年轻人， 小孩子。
Then he's going to talk to some of you. Maybe some of your children, as Ye said today.
如果我们容许圣灵做过的时候， 有一天他可能会对你的孩子们有一些呼召。
And then of course, you know you can't do anything.
当然我没有办法什么都做。
Without the finances.
那我们要做的时候呢， 我们需要有这个经费。
And there are many, many who go to do God's work just because of that.
有很多人呢, 他们呢, 用这个经济上的支持, 有份于宣教。
There was a man named Tanner who had a plastic factory out on Route 60, what is it? No. Anyway, I could show you how to get there.
有一个, 叫做 Tanner 这样的一个人呢, 他有一个塑胶的工厂。
He went on one mission trip.
他有一次去参加一个宣教的行程， 只是去看而已。
A long time ago when I heard he was giving $1 million a year.
后来我就听说呢， 他每一年都给上百万。
Had started a prayer meeting in a car with his friend.
然后呢， 他在车子里面呢， 就召集他的同伴呢， 来一起祷告。
And for years that prayer meeting became a time when people would call and ask, pray for us on that day. He became the missionary of prayer for many people.
本来只有几个同伴在车里面一同的祷告， 变成别人都把他们的需要告诉他们， 成为一个代祷的一个好像组织一样。
God will bless us.
神会祝福我们。
One of the first deputational meetings I went to was in Indiana.
在印第安纳， 是我第一次去那边， 呈现我的宣教工作的地方。
Just a little wooden frame church with not too many.
小小的教会。
Maybe 50, 60.
大概有50-60个人。
They were having a missionary convention.
以前从来没有宣教士去过。
And they also, just like you, were building a church.
那就像我们一样， 也正要盖一个教会。
Now they did not have $2 million in the bank.
他们可没有像我们一样有200万。
They were raising the money.
那他们呢， 正在想要筹钱。
Now for many, they might say, this year, let's not bother with the missionary convention.
那或许他们可以想说， 哎呀， 今年我们还要筹钱， 不要让宣教士来了， 还要奉献这样子， 我们可能不够。
But they didn't do that.
他们没有停下来， 没有这样做。
That little group gave $11,000 to missions.
在那一次他们竟然， 奉献给这个宣教呢， 有 11,000。 11,000。
And God gave those people $90,000 that year.
就在那个之后呢， 神就给他们
will never outgive God，
而让他们可以盖成教会。
It's just that he needs vessels.
那我们不好像说我们给神绝对不会说亏损的。
That's all he asks you to be is be a vessel.
神只是要让我们成为那个工具， 那个管道， 借着你， 然后去成事。
It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God.
可以成为神的儿女， 实在是很棒的事情。
It's a wonderful thing to have a purpose for our life.
当你可以完成神的工作的时候， 你的生命会有一个方向， 又有你的目的， 我本身我就是跟着神给我的计划走。
I trust that God will bless you.
我相信神要赐福我们。